Essay 26, Natural Science, Lewis Thomas. The essential wilderness of science as a manifestation of human behavior is not generally perceived. As we extract new things of value from it, we also keep discovering parts of the activity that seem in need of better control, more efficiency, less unpredictability. We'd like to pay less for it and get our money's worth on some more orderly, business-like schedule. The Washington planners are trying to be helpful in this, and there are new programs for the centralized organization of science all over the place, especially in the biomedical field. It needs thinking about. There is an almost ungovernable biologic mechanism at work in scientific behavior at its best, and this should not be overlooked. The difficulties are more conspicuous when the problems are very hard and complicated and the facts not yet in. Solutions cannot be arrived at for problems of this sort until the science has been lifted through a preliminary turbulent zone of outright astonishment. Therefore, what must be planned for in the laboratories engaged in the work is the totally unforeseeable. If it is centrally organized, the system must be designed primarily for the elicitation of disbelief and the celebration of surprise. Moreover, the whole scientific enterprise must be arranged so that the separate imaginations in different human minds can be pooled. And this is more of a kind of game than a systematic business. It is in the abrupt, unaccountable aggregation of random notions, intuitions, known in science as good ideas, but the high points are made. The most mysterious aspect of difficult science is the way it is done, not the routine. Not just the fitting together of things that no one had guessed at fitting. Not the making of connections. These are merely the workaday details, the methods of operating. They are interesting, but not as fascinating as the central mystery, which is that we do it at all, and we do it under such compulsion.